It seemed a haunted place. Known as the House of War, the fortress rose like a mud golem from the desert, surrounded by struggling plots of wind-whipped corn and sparse cucumber. Its walls towered 60 feet high and measured 30 feet thick. The Taliban had occupied the fortress for 7 years and filled it with weapons, grenades, rockets, and firearms, anything made for killing. Before their hurried flight from the city 2 weeks earlier, the Taliban had left the weapons and smeared feces on the walls and windows. Every photograph, every painting, every rose bush had been torn up, smashed, stomped, ruined. After 3 years of Taliban rule, there were old men in Mazar with stumps for hands. There were women who'd been routinely stoned and kicked on street corners. Young men who'd been imprisoned for not wearing beards. Fathers who'd been beaten in front of their sons for the apparent pleasure of those swinging their weapons. The arrival of Mitchell and his soldiers on horseback had put an end to that. The locals had welcomed the balding, blue-eyed Mitchell and 24 other Special Forces soldiers in a mile-long parade lining the highway that dropped into town out of the snowy mountains. Mitchell had felt like he was back in World War II, his grandfather's war, riding into Paris after the Nazis fled. Now 36, Mitchell was the ground commander of the 5th Special Forces Group, 3rd Battalion's Ford Operating Base, FOB.